So a couple of tool bags walk into a bar, look at a case to join, brandishing a pistola. And obviously that pistola looks like a freaking BB gun, possibly powered by CO2 cartridges. This guy thinks he's giving orders. I mean, thank God this guy's wearing his mask, protecting the people he's about to rob. He's doing his part in his community. And this guy in the back thinking he's in some old school Western movie on a train, robbing people, casing a joint in a sucker punch. Wow, talk about so stunning, so brave. You're wearing a helmet, you punch a guy, you've got a gun in your hand. Of course he's not going to do anything back. And it appears, oh man, guy in the background is sick of this shit. And now everybody's getting involved. It's a family affair. The Benny Hill moment has begun. It's a pinata party buffet. No freaking candy coming out quite yet. This guy's getting his brain stabbed out. Hopefully that table will survive to live another day. Well, I can imagine that this is another liberal shithole ran by liberal idiot politicians continuing to empower the criminals, giving him the courage to come into a store like this and just steal all the cigarettes. I'd like to say this guy's a dumb criminal, but he's actually not. He knows as long as he doesn't steal over $1,000 worth of items, who cares? He's not going to jail because of stupid liberal policies that protect idiots like this once again. Threatening everybody with his freaking butter knife or whatever the hell that sexual toy is that he pulled out of his freaking cornhole. But regardless, this idiot continues to steal as many cigarettes as he can. The store owner has had enough. He's coming in and now he's about to become a freaking human pinata. No candy coming out quite yet. Even if it does, it'll be nothing but freaking fungus pie as he continues to beat the living snot and living tar out of this guy. And here he comes on schedule as always. The tears of soy coming out along with the trail of soy piss being left behind. This store owner has had enough of the BS. He's like, take this dick and shove it where the sun don't shine as he continues to play a game of freaking human whack-a-mole. Oh my God, not letting up. He looks at the camera. He's like, did you get that on camera? Good. Post it on my Instagram. Let it be a warning to all the thugs that want to come in here that they're going to instantly become a freaking human pinata. Let me guess, you were for defunding the police just so you could steal shit. Now you're getting the shit kicked out of you with a stick. Nice. How many licks does it take to get to the center of a criminal pup? The world may never know. I'm sure this guy has a clue. Apparently Discount Rick Ross is pissed off and angry and taking it out on the worker, but the worker's also angry. He's like, I've been here all day, man, now beating the living hell out of Discount Rick Ross like a freaking human pinata. No candy coming out quite yet, though. Obviously, patience is not a virtue for Discount Rick Ross as he tries to take it out on this worker. The worker's like, I've had enough, man. I was going to quit today anyways. Letting him know the next time he comes around here, he'll be putting that stick where the sun don't shine. How nice of this gentleman to hand out complimentary free ass whoopings with a sign. I mean, it says so on the sign itself. Now handing out more generous free ass whoopings as he continues to attack the guy that's getting bitten on. My God, he's biting on his cheek, his lip. My God, that is some savage ass crap we're witnessing coming in with sticks. My God, it's becoming a human pinata, but there's no candy coming out quite yet, and the party has just begun. My God, so much confusion in front of this storefront, not quite sure what's going on, but I do know that there are two groups of people right here that are just lashing out on each other for whatever reason, and like I said, beating the living shit out of each other with sticks. My God. Now this guy is screaming in agony. It looks like he's pissed off that the candy is not coming out from this pinata extravaganza. And this guy's bleeding. And this guy looks like One-Eyed Willie now running for his life. And it looks like it has finally come to an end. Not sure if this is the UK. I wouldn't be surprised seeing savage-ass stuff. I mean, this is literally what happens when you get your guns taken away. People are fighting with sticks and beating the living shit out of each other, playing human pinata 24/7.